Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. As we approach the end of 2024, I wanted to revisit a topic we explored at the top of the year and take a closer look at how retail real estate has evolved against previous expectations and predictions, which is why we are joined once again by Ross Foreman, Managing Director of Strategy and Innovation to the Management Consulting Practice at BDO, who laid out many of those predictions for us in a previous episode. So Ross is here to speak with us about the current trends in foot traffic, the attractiveness of retail real estate as an investment, and most importantly, what can we expect or what can we anticipate as we head into 2025? Welcome back to the show, Ross.
Hi, Natalie.
Well, so there were certain expectations heading into a new year back in 2023, and we are already in Q4 of 2024. What are we seeing against those expectations?
Yeah, Natalie, I think the best word to describe retail real estate investment performance in 2024 is resilience. The retail real estate market in 2024 was early on predicted to show resilience despite ongoing economic challenges. And it's lived up to that. Within the last decade, retail market fundamentals have become increasingly strong. CoStar reported their lowest national vacancy rate of 4.1% in 2024. I mean, it's impressive, with just over 0.4% of inventory currently being developed, which has consistently dropped from about 0.8% in 2017. So while new supply is scarce, CoStar reports strong demand in food and beverage, grocery, discount, and experiential retail demand. You know, think about it from an investment volumes point of view. While investment volumes have been down, pricing has remained stable. So that's made retail properties attractive compared to other commercial sectors. And it's also very asset type, even within the confines of retail. So think about grocery anchored centers. These continue to perform well to their essential nature. And that is important, right? When we think about any type of investment in, within retail, these essential locations, these essential store composition, it's critical to how and the attractiveness of a retail investment. However, there are some challenges. It was predicted that there would be a rise in store closing versus openings in 2024 compared to 2023. And so according to a recent CoreSite report, there were 4,666 retail store closures so far in 2024 compared to 4,528 store openings, meaning there were 138 more store closures than openings. And by the way, that's through August. I mean, we've heard and read a lot in the last several months and think about some of the big, big names out there that are closing material number of locations.
So I love the word resilient when it comes to retail, because as you know, for years now, pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, everyone is talking about that the retail apocalypse is coming and retail is going to die and it's all going to, and, you know, we're not going to have any place to shop and it'll all go to e-commerce. So it's nice to hear the word resilient, but let's talk about foot traffic. What are we seeing in terms of foot traffic?
So I'll use the word again, consumer resilience is just shining through. Foot traffic's expected to continue recovering, especially in prime retail locations. And as we mentioned earlier, these experiential retail spaces. So there's been steady growth. Foot traffic's been steadily increasing. There was a notable rise to 4.9% in August 2024. This growth has been driven by events like early holiday shopping, promotions. There's just a number of activities that have been pushed up. Foot traffic in prime retail districts fully recovered to pre-pandemic levels in the third quarter of 2024 and are expected to surpass those levels in 2025. It's just going to expect it to continue to increase. But again, there's this sector variations. Different retail sectors have experiencing various levels of foot traffic. I mentioned the grocery stores and grocery anchored. Foot traffic has been stable with a slight increase driven by promotions. Apparel stores, there's been a 3.6% increase in store visits. However, home improvement and furnishings, these sectors have struggled with a decline in store visits due to fewer home moves and high financing costs. So it's all relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've seen the same thing you have from the various different categories of retailers and foot traffic. If we move towards an investment from an investment perspective, right? As an investment vehicle, how attractive is the retail real estate market these days?
So I think we would frame it as entering into 2025 as cautious optimism. There's been a shift in sentiment in general for commercial real estate in 2025 overall, and retail being a strong leader in the commercial sector. Expected conditions for fundamentals to improve in 2025 across areas such as cost of capital and capital availability, property prices, transaction activity levels, leasing activity, rental growth, and vacancies, all expected to stabilize and increase. This discussion wouldn't be complete without talking about interest rates. We've all been cautiously optimistic. Now, no, we're not expecting another 50 basis point decrease, but we're expecting another decrease, and those rates are going to continue to help stabilize the markets, which will provide a much more favorable environment. And of course, inflation. A potential decrease in inflation rates could further support investment returns. So we're seeing very positive signs, or I should say consistently seeing steady signs that are positive and going to lead to this cautious optimism.
So now I'm going to ask you to take out your crystal ball like we did, last year around this time. What do you think is going to happen into 2025?
So I think across a lot of the sectors, we have bottomed out. And retail, as we've mentioned many times in our conversations, Natalie, the word resilient, it's going to continue to be. And that's because consumer sentiment has remained generally positive. It fluctuates, but it's generally been positive. And so as more and more data gets released, right, and we start to see some of the things we talked about just moments ago around inflation decreasing and seeing interest rates come down a bit, I think that's inevitable. We're going to continue to see some steady growth in attractiveness, specifically within the retail real estate investment sector. They are attractive investments compared to the alternatives and will probably remain so throughout 2025.
All right. Well, I look forward to doing this episode with you next year around this time so we can see how the predictions held up. Thank you very much for your time today, Ross. And don't forget to add us to your podcast library to keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.